Glory to God. Well, thank you, Lord. We're going to go on to the word. We're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to the book of Galatians. We got two other books beside that, but that's one of them, the book of Galatians. Amen. It's chapter 6. Glory to God. In verse 9. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody thank him. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. 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 We thank the Lord for our children here today. They help making our service up. Amen. Amen. All the little boys. Amen. The little babies. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. Everybody got that? I ask you to stand with us and read. Galatians. Some people say Galatians or Galatians. It's chapter 6, verse 9. And it said, and let us not. Can I hear somebody say not? Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. I ask you to turn your Bibles to the book of Philippians, and you can write these scriptures down later to remember them, or however, study them in your own reading. Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. When you have that, just say amen. Amen. I'm going to start at verse 4. It's 4th chapter instead of 6. It's 4th chapter Philippians. I'm going to start at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. That's what we just got through doing. Rejoicing in the Lord. The Lord wants us to do it always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And our last scripture is found in the book of Isaiah. Amen. When you have that, you say amen. Isaiah chapter 40. Chapter 40 and verses 27 through 31. You have that, but you say amen also. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. Thank you, Lord. It says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and why speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Verse 28, hast thou not known, not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly or absolutely fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You'll be seated in the presence of the Lord. We're going to talk about today, continue to do well. Continue to do well. It's what the Lord is saying to us. In other words, don't stop doing what you're doing. Amen. If you're doing well, the Bible, there was another scripture that said you did run well, but what did hinder you? You did run well, but who did hinder you? Sometimes things can hinder you. Sometimes people can get in your way that hinder you. But God said, continue to do well. Title of this message today, continue to do well. Continue means to persist in an activity or a process, to remain or to go on or keep doing the same thing. Amen? Keep doing well. Amen. Whatever you're doing, and you know it's pleasing to the Lord, continue to do it. No matter what your situation looks like, no matter what you feel like, God said, keep doing what you're doing. Amen. Sometimes we go to the Lord in prayer, and we have requests before him, and we may say, Lord, you know, ask the Lord about this, and or we say, well, the Lord hasn't told me the next thing to do, or I don't know what, you know, what he would have me to do next, and or I'm not, seem like I'm not really hearing them from the Lord. You know, a lot of time when you're inquiring to tell the Lord about something and you're not hearing nothing back, like you feel like I need to hear something right back, just check in your spirit and look and see, you know, are you doing the things he already told you to do.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes it's just like the GPS. Amen. Amen. It'll tell you to turn when you need to turn. Other than that, you just keep on that same road, right? So that with the Lord, you just keep doing what you do. Amen. And sometimes because we don't hear a word all the time from the Lord, or we don't see something that's different, the change and everything, we wonder, is God with me? Yes, he's with you. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He's still on that same road. Evidently, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because if you wasn't, he would let you know. Amen. So keep on doing well. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes.
Amen. Continue to do well. Amen. And it says in the book of, amen, Galatians. Amen. It says, and let us not be weary. Let us not be weary in well doing. Amen. How many know you can get weary just doing good things?
Amen.
Amen. You can get weary. You can be a mother getting up, feeding your children, going to work. That's a good thing because you take care of your family, but you get weary. You get tired. Amen. And you can get tired physically. You can get tired mentally. Amen. I don't know one that I believe the mentally thing is more worse to me than the physical thing. Because you can go lay your body down and get some shut eye. But when your soul get weary, you got to get some help from the Lord. Can't nobody do nothing about that for you to help you with that. Amen. We go to people. They can't help you. They don't know what's going on the inside of you. You can be smiling like that, but down inside you are weary. Amen. Amen. He said, let us not be weary in well doing. And God said, if we do well, you're doing those things that are pleasing to me, don't get weary. Weary means to be, amen. Weary means to be in tired. It means to be, I'm exhausted. I'm mentally, physically. It can be a mental or physical or a spiritual, all exhaustion. I'm just worn out. That's what weary means, to be, actually just be worn out. Amen. And like I said, you'd be worn out in either one of those categories, mentally, physically, and all. Be worn out. Amen. Be exhausted. Amen. Lord, but God is telling us, don't be weary in well doing. And if we go to God on the regular, he will help us, keep us from being weary in well doing. When we become really over exhausted and feel like we can't take another step, we worn out, we done got to a point, we done got not going to God on the regular like we need to go to God, or either if we go to God, we're not getting breakthroughs. Because you got people say, I pray, but are you getting through? Are you getting released in your prayers? Amen. Are you getting some breakthroughs in your prayers? Amen. Glory to God. When you get the breakthrough in your prayer, your situation may remain the same, but you're going to change. God's going to change your mindset. Because, see, if you keep the same mindset trying to do the same thing, you're going to wear and tear. And you're going to become mentally and physically exhausted. Because, see, it starts right here. Your mind tells you, you can't do this no more. Your body tells you, you can't do this no more. Everything on the inside you tells you, I can't do this no more. But if you go to God, God will get renewed strength, give you strength to do things you thought you couldn't do no more. Amen. So the Lord's saying, if you come to me on the regular like you need to come to me, you can't come to God one week and just forget about it the next week. You got to come to God on the regular that you keep your strength up. Amen. It said, be not weary and well done, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. And due season is mean in the right time, in the good time. Amen. In God's time. Amen. When God's time, the right time, God said, you shall reap. You should get that what you're asking the Lord for. Amen. How many know, don't nobody else have our answers but the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Nobody has our answers. No one can fix your problem. No one can even help you with your problem. Everybody in the world got issues and problems. We might not have all the same problem, but it's a problem. And you can have a person over here that got something that's, did you feel like it's great, it's the biggest thing problem I got. But somebody over here can have a problem over here. They probably might look like to you, it ain't nothing. But to them, that'll take them out. Yeah. That problem that look like it's nothing to you, they could wipe them out. They might not be strong enough. Even if you may, you can't do that. Well, they may not be mentally strong enough to take that. And they can wipe them out just as big as this problem can wipe you out. So there's no such thing, no big, little problems. With a problem, it's a problem. And a problem need help. We need help in the problem. Amen. When somebody said, I can't about take another step, amen, they need to step on it to Jesus. Amen. Amen. You tell people I can't take another step, they just going to say, oh, you can't. And it's going to be over for you. I'm sorry for you. It ain't better than you to me. Yeah. You go to Jesus and say, I can't take another step. He'll show you his power. I say he will show you his power. Amen. And it says, glory to God, hallelujah. Be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. Amen. God's telling us to continue to do well. How many know you got to continue to do well when you don't even feel like doing well? Amen. You don't feel like saying, hello, how you doing? We don't feel like getting up in the morning, going to work another day. You don't feel like this. You don't feel like that. Amen. You got to say, Lord, help me anyhow to be nice when I don't want to be nice. Glory to God, because that's a trick of the devil too. Amen. Glory to God. When you're not feeling well, you're feeling some type of way in your spirit or body or emotions and everything, he wants you to be mean, hateful, and hard to get along with. And that's not doing well. God said, do well, no matter what condition you are, do well. Amen. How many of God's the best teacher you could ever have? He'll teach you how to be nice. Sometimes we think we're nice. We're not really nice. When God just put that mirror up there, you find out, look at his mirror, look at your mirror, is don't look alike. Your mirror is mean, hateful, and hard to get along with. God's window is nice. Amen. You got to realize that it ain't happening unless God help us. Amen. Amen. Continue to do well, but continue on in what you're doing. That's why I'm speaking to myself, you today too. Continue on doing well the way God wants you to. Don't do it like people want you to do it. Do it like God wants you to do it. Don't let nobody confuse you. Don't nobody take you off the road that God got you on, because that's the road that's going to work for you. That's the word that's going to work for me. Sometimes we think we need to interchange with people, and I need to get over here and see what they doing over here. Honey, that's a bad thing to do, because you might get twisted off the way you're supposed to be. Sometimes I say things to the Lord, like, Lord, no, it's got to be more than this to my life. You know, sometimes in the natural, Lord, it's got to be more than this to my life. But I am not crazy. I'm not going to go out there and peep around the corner and see what's going on, so to speak. Because I know the devil got something for me. All he got to do is show you here. Look here. Come here. Get you over there and get a hold of you, and you won't be able to get it loose. Amen. I got enough sense enough not go nowhere, do this and do that if God ain't telling me to do it. I don't care if you tell your child, you say, you stay in the house, don't you go nowhere, don't you go here and there till I come back and everything. And sometimes kids will go do what they want to do, and most time they get in trouble for it. If God got you going a certain way in your life, don't get twisted, honey. You cannot put somebody else's armor on. You can't act like somebody else over here. You better stay where God got you, because that is the role is going to take you on in. Somebody give God the praise. I used to hear our pastor used to say a lot, amen. He said, some can and some cannot. Some people can't do what other people do, because it'll mess them up. Yeah. They be messed up. Amen. They get out there and try to put on somebody else's armor. They're going to fall to pieces with that on, because they're not used to that. That is not the makeup God has called them to be. So you can't go. You got to know what's for you and what's not for you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Because the devil is deceiving out here and tricky. Amen. Luring, amen, trying to lure God's people off track. Glory to God. If you do what works for you, you'll be all right. But if you start doing something different, you're going to mess up. You're going to get messed up. Glory to God. The Bible said continue to do well. I mean, the message is to continue to do well. God is saying, wherever I'm leading you, continue in that way. I don't care if that people jumping over hurdles, flips, and it's turning. It's keep going the way God says for you, because there's destiny there in it for you. Your deliverance is on that road that you are on. Glory to God. Huh? And we can't forget where our help come from. Amen. Because people will be with you one day and they will withdraw from you the next day. People would act like they their best friend. They'll be all up on you, amen. And you have gotta, amen. You don't be for God. Soon something come down where they can't handle, and you ain't gonna see them folks. You gonna see God still there for you when everybody else departed from you. So you just got to know where your help come from. You give people their prompts and you thank them while they can, but don't get twisted. All your help really comes from the Lord. It's God to give it. Glory to God. Say he give you a power to get well. Anything that God gives us, he gave it. He put it together so we can have it. Amen. Glory to God. Just like the Lord, when he put things in my life, I got enough sense enough to know it wasn't the people that did it. It was God to use them, and all my help comes from the Lord, because I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to go twisted. I'm not going to, glory to God, do this because you give me this. I know where my help comes from. I'm sold out to Jesus. I'm not sold out to man. Somebody give God a praise. Because see, God is my security. And he won't change on me. You might change on me. You might put $1,000 in my pocket and hate me the next day. That just had something about the flesh. You got to know where your help come from. And all my help come from the Lord. God's the one can heal my body when I need healing. He's the one can heal my mind when I need healing. He's the one to put food on my table when I need it. He's the one that does these things. And he will give you power to get well. He will give you favor with people that have them to do things for you, but it's really him behind the scene. Don't get twisted. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the book of Philippians, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep losing my pages here and stuff. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. The book of Philippians. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, you got to know. It's just some things you got to know. To keep the blessings of God. That's what sometimes God don't bless us right away with stuff. It's not that he can't. But we'll get besides ourselves. Amen. You got some people, they'll serve God, glory to God, when it's hard and everything. And then when they get what they need, they'll walk off from God. Amen. See, God already know that. That's why he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I add these other things to you, because if you get God like you need to get, no matter what he give you in this life, you're going to still walk with God. But glory to God, if you get things quick and first in a hurry and you're not spiritually mature enough for it, you'll walk out from God. People ought to tell you all day long, oh no, what Peter said, I won't deny you, Father. He told the Father, he told God, I'm not going to deny you. But he turned around and did it. Because he didn't have the spiritual maturity like he need to have. You got to know some things about yourself. We think that God withholding things from us. God is not withholding things from us. God is working on you while you're in the midst of what you're going through. So when the blessing comes, you won't get twisted. Amen. You know, sometimes we have an ache or pain in our body. We might be going through something, and some people, glory to God. Oh, I give anything to be made whole. I give anything to be made whole. Some people will stay with God. Some people start doing their own thing. Amen. God knows us better than we know ourselves. Amen. Amen. So if it's not happening now, just glory to God. Know that that thing that is that God is taking you through is part of your destiny. It's getting you to where you need to go. Whatever that you may be confronted with in life that's not so pleasant, that is the vehicle, honey. It's getting you to where God is taking you. Somebody give God a prayer. I got some things in my life that God's let me know. That's the things that is unfavorable for you right now and uncomfortable for you. That is the vehicle that I'm using to take you where I need to take you. And it applies for you today, too. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. See, all of us don't have the same issues. But whatever issue you had that you seem like you can't get through without God's help, that's the vehicle that God is taking you to get to where you need to get. Because any other way, you will not get there. And while you're getting there, he's teaching you. Nobody can teach you like the Lord. They can't, in Bible schools and stuff, they can't teach you what the Lord can teach you. They can just teach you what the books say. But God is the best teacher there is, because he will take you through some things. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. God perfects us. He perfects us through the things that we go through. Jesus said he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. He learned how to be whatever way that God wanted him to be. If you're not a kind person, God allowed you to go through so much stuff. You'll have so much compassion for people. You'll be the kindest person there is. God got different things to work on you that nobody else can work on you. You can't even work it in and off yourself. You can't pretend like I'm nice. If you're not really not nice, I don't care how much you pretend to be, every once in a while, that meanest streak going to come up. Amen? But when God get through working with you, glory to God, you ain't got to fake nothing. It's going to be real. Said Moses was one of the humblest men on the face of the earth. Learning obedience by the things that you suffer. You ain't got to keep, don't worry about it. I still got this issue, Lord. I still got that, Lord, look like I just tell them off and snap them up. And all. It's all right. Just ask God to help you. He going to take you through something. He's going to get that out of you. Yeah. I said, he will get that out of you. Glory to God. Lord, sometimes you can see people just squirming with stuff. Amen. Because you know that God, you know how God works on you. You know how he's just squirming with stuff. Oh, I can't about take this. Anything you about can't take is a work. It's a work, honey. It's a work. You are a work in progress. You are a work in progress. Just look at it like that. Look like it's not wasting your time. Ain't nothing being wasted. You've been made by the Holy Ghost. Honey, all you got to do is what people don't want to do right, don't say nothing. You ain't got to say, honey, I ain't saying nothing to him. Just leave him in the hands of the Lord. He's the best worker. Amen. I tell you, when he can get through work with you, you'll see a mean person. You'll be like, what? Whoa, that person's so nice. Woo! That same person? You may look at yourself, is that me? God know how to work. Amen. But continue to do well. Amen. Glory to God. It says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And Lord, help us all. I ever say, Lord, help me. We don't always do that. We may rejoice singing a song, giving God the praise. But sometimes the Bible says a man has joy by the answer of the tongue. If you listen to people, I was talking to someone yesterday, called someone, and you can hear people, they respond. They respond to this. What I'm saying, you just hear this, how they even answer from. You know, oh, Lord, I'm thinking like, oh, Lord, maybe I shouldn't have called them. No joy. I mean, you can just tell it. I'm like, whoo, I'm going to back up from here. Okay, hang up now. Work with it, Lord. Work through this. And boy, they kept going on and on. I said, I knew it. Woo! I said, that's why sometimes you don't feel to do certain things. But we like, oh, I just got to have somebody to talk to. Oh, this one, how you doing today? You feeling good. The other person might be feeling good today. And you going to hear it. And because they don't have no other way to vent, you going to get it. They going to vent. They don't mean no harm. If they going to vent on you, they need somebody to vent. And you be like, whoo. Like sister read the scripture, like, they, I'm for peace, they for war. They got the war clothes on today. And you got to know it ain't nothing personal. It's like they going through some things, so it's going to all come out. And it's like, oh, they start, I'm going through it. It's like, oh, I felt that. You know? Glory to God. The Lord tells us to rejoice, and he teaches us how to. Because the Lord wants us to be happy. How many know the Lord wants you to be happy? Amen. He wants you to be happy from the inside. He don't want you to be happy because of things that you get. Right. He wants you to be happy because I'm happy. I'm in either state that I'm in. Right. Whether I have money or don't have money. When sister was up there saying, I thank the Lord for the pastor. She did this and that. And I'm thinking myself, I guess in the state that I'm in now, I'm going like, oh, yeah, I did. I'm thinking like, boy, I remember them days. I ain't in that state right now, but thank God I did it where I could. But I said, Lord, thank you. And I just rejoice with it. Amen. We don't walk around, they don't know the trouble I see. You know, everybody around the world getting married but me, so I ain't going to be happy. No, I'm going to be happy. Because getting married, that's a good thing. But you don't know, amen, all what's in the marriage. What you got, both people got to work with. Amen. Amen. So, this, the dress and all that stuff, that's fine. But after all that, the real story starts. Amen. So be happy for them, but don't get mad. Just say, Lord, if you look at yourself about some situations, and not just marriage-wise, but any, if we look at examine ourselves, some things we really think about, like, Lord, know better than me. Lord, know better than me. Now, you want the Lord to bless you with some, I just need more money. I just need more this, and we all can use it. But if you can't hardly go to church now, you can't hardly read, you don't hardly read your Bible now. You get so many different, so much extra money is going to require you to be making the money. You might not never pick up your Bible and read it unless you really want to be saved. Some people, they'll use that excuse. I can't do that no more because I got to be at work such time. I got to do it. They lost their whole concepts of walking with God. But they have asked the Lord many times for these things. And God, sometimes he allow you to get stuff. Some things he give to you. The things he give to you, you will be able to keep. And the things you went and got yourself, you're going to struggle with it. Amen. Holly, I said, you're going to struggle with those things you go get on yourself. But the things he give you, he going to help you maintain your place with him and those things. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. God is saying, be careful, be cautious. Cautious means be careful. God don't want us walking around here like unwise men and unwise women. Amen. Glory to God. Be wise, walk with great wisdom. Be cautious. Be attentive. Watch your surroundings. Watch yourself. Watch how you walk before the Lord. Watch the things around you. Don't walk into any traps. Don't walk into anything. Be alert. Cautious.
Alert.
Uh-huh. Amen. Glory to God. Everything look good. Everything shining ain't gold. Everything look good ain't good. Amen. So be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. God said, bring everything to me by prayer, communicating with God and supplication, request with thanksgiving, make known. Amen. And with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. God is saying, there's nothing too big to bring to me. There's nothing too little to bring to me. Anything that there is a concern, you are greatly concerned about, bring it to me. Bring it to me and then leave it there and believe me to work it out. Amen. Glory to God. And I know sometimes we bring things to God. We don't always believe. We don't always, believe like we need to at the moment. We tell it to God. And then when you find yourself keep repeating something over and over and over to God, the same thing over, oh Lord, I need a job. Oh Lord, I need a husband. Oh Lord, I need money. Oh Lord, you just keep praying. You sound like a song you're singing to yourself. You keep saying, you got to really examine that and say, do I really believe God gonna do that? Because you really believe God's gonna do that, you're gonna have a different attitude than that. Sometimes we don't know what to say after you done asked, just say, Lord, just thank you for the job. Lord, thank you for the spouse. Lord, thank you for the house. Lord, thank you. Using your faith now. And the more intense the devil tell you that's not going to happen, you're going to get it. Amen? Somebody give God a praise. Every once in a while, you need to hear faith coming up out of you. You need to, even if nobody's speaking to you, but you have to hear yourself say some things. Glory to God. You have to hear, I was listening at Sister Joanne. I was thinking I was back in the back, and she was talking to somebody about a school bus or something like that. She said, was it you or sister? Somebody said they seen themselves, hear themselves, thought they dropped, they seen themselves dreaming about a school bus. And she said, I don't know who was saying, I was back in that, I just heard school bus, I don't know who was doing the talking about. And she said, and I heard it say something about, I don't know why I keep having to bring my school bus. Am I going to drive again or what? Something like that. And I said, that sounds like faith. Somebody said, because, if you listen to the devil, we're done and over with. Our situation is never going to change. The house you want, The devil tells you you're never going to get it because they tell you how you're going to get it. You don't have money to get it. The spouse you want, you're never going to get it. I don't see nobody. I don't know nobody. Who are they? Where are they coming from? I don't have anything in mind. Or whatever. He's telling you no. Right. Not going to get the car you want. Not going to get the job. You're going to have these things and nothing going to change for you. So that's the devil giving you the end of your story. Or if it's even healing. Or you're never going to be healed. So that's how you're going to hear from the devil. So you know if anytime you're speaking over that, it's faith arising up in you. Somebody give God a praise. And it's good to hear yourself speaking faith over yourself. Really, nobody else going to speak it over you unless they God use them. Right. Everybody going to speak over you. They're going to say, oh, you, oh, me, oh, my. I feel sorry for you. Uh-huh. You know? But you got to pray. I know when I know there's things going on, I know that's the way I pray about myself. When I got issues and things going on with myself, I don't take it like I praise about it. Even as for God's peace and everything, if I'm even being... David said there was a time it's like he was afraid. Ain't nothing wrong with being afraid. You just want to stay afraid. Yeah. You're going to be fearful about some stuff to come in your life. Uh-huh. You be afraid. But he said he went to the Lord. That's right. God didn't tell us we weren't going to fear. He'll help us to come out of it. But there's some things that come in life will make you shaking and trembling. Mm-hmm. Amen? Yeah. And some people say, don't shake and tremble. That's impossible. You're going to feel shaking and tremble sometime. Right. You ain't going to know what to feel sometime. Uh-huh. This time of your life, you don't know what to do about your situation. Amen? But we thank God for he helps us through all those times. Amen? Yeah. He tells us to fear not. Amen. And then he tells us, he said, because I have not given you the spirit of fear, but I've given you the spirit of a sound mind. Now we know that, you know, if you're going to go across the street and a car comes, you might jump back. Oh, that's a normal fear. But I'm just talking about the fear that has you shaking and trembling and filled with anxiety. Amen. That type of fear, God didn't give it to us. He wants us to calm on down. Like the man saying, calm down now. Calm down. Talk to yourself. Yeah, talk to yourself. Amen. Glory to God, for God helps us. Amen. It said, be careful for nothing. That's why he's telling us to be careful for nothing. Be careful what you let go in and out your spirit. What your ears are hearing. The devil bringing negative things to your mind. Telling you, really, every negative thought comes from Satan. Uh-huh. It don't come from God. God is not a negative God. No. God's not going to tell you you're not going to make it. God don't say things like that. God don't say this is going to be the end of you. God don't say you're never going to get this. You know, God don't talk like that. That's the devil. Amen. Amen. That's why he said, be careful for nothing. Don't let yourself get all worked up and anxious and disturbed. We all be fought with it. Sometimes you can just think on some thoughts that's not real pleasant and just feel like something. You'd had a sugar rush or something. You'd be like, yes. That's a thought. Don't make you shake like that? Yeah. Because then you're mad. You're going to be such and such age. You're going to be gone out of here before you. The devil is a lie. Why should I be going out here? I'm trying to do God's will. I ain't smoking crack or nothing. I ain't out there doing that. I'm trying to do God's will. Why should I go before my time? Why should I die before my time, devil? You know, you got to talk to the devil. That's right. Now, if the Lord tell you, you know, you need to check up on the stuff you eat, you need to do the things, yeah, you won't do that because you don't do that, you might be out here before your time. I hope not. But, you know, I'm just saying, God is a sweet God. God is not an evil God. God is concerned about your mind, your will, and your emotions. God is concerned about you. I'm so glad to find out that God is not just concerned about me having the Holy Ghost only. He's concerned about my whole entire being. He's concerned about what I have and what I don't have. I have 2 cents. He's concerned to put more money in my hand than 2 cents. You know, whatever that I'm standing need of, God's concerned about me. God's concerned about my mindset. Oh, yes, he is. God's concerned about me getting my sleep. God's concerned about, the devil's not concerned about none of this, but God's concerned about my whole entire being. Somebody give God a praise. But God is telling us, be careful for nothing, but in everything, said in everything, not in something, by prayer, supplication, we request. Things can make your request known to God. And say the peace of God. God said, after you give me your situation, you cast all your cares on me. He said, here's what I'm going to do for you in the 7th verse. It said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind. Now, I just got through saying that how some things can have you shaking and trembling, feeling anxiety in your heart and mind. But God said, if you give this to me and really give, when you really give it to God, you got to rest. You got to say, Lord, help me to rest in you. No need to give it to God if you're still like this. It may take a minute for you to settle down. Because sometimes some things catch you off guard, can really shake you up. So it takes a little while for it to calm down, but long as you calm down. Like the man said, keep talking to yourself till you calm down. Amen. Amen, amen. In the book of Isaiah, I mean, we all walking through this, amen. It's like nobody has conquered everything. We're walking through it. I'm walking through it, amen. God's come and encourage us. That's why it's a blessing to when you go to church to get something to help you throughout the week. I don't know what people go to church. People go to church for all different kind of reasons. So they just go, if you're just going to church and you're not getting something to take you back, I don't know what you're going for. I ain't going to be seen or heard. In this time and part of my life, I ain't going to look and see who's there or nothing. I ain't looking for none of that. I need God's best and I need his help. Amen. I said, I need somebody speaking something into my life. And I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, sometime I would like to go somewhere after service if I'm not tired myself. Go visit. I said, but you have to put on my heart where to go. Because I said, most of the places, I'm already in peace. I ain't going in. I put myself in a dungeon of lions, a mess. And most places you go, you're going to be doing like this. Front door, back door, because you don't know what's going to be going on there, then you'd have moved yourself out of place of peace. So I said, if God put it before me, I'll do it. If you don't put it before me, I guess it won't be done. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 27, what sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord. And my judgment is passed over from my God. Sometimes we feel like that. Can anybody relate with me today? You feel like I done prayed about this. And I done talked to God about it. And it seemed like he didn't even heard me. Look like that's a prayer that went past down the road. Well, you know, it's almost like I don't even know if he even heard me. I don't even know if he's going to fix it. Did he hear me? It's like I don't see an outcome of my situation. Because, see, we sum everything up right then. I don't see how I'm going to get out of this. Did he hear me? Or myself? Or what? You know, am I preaching today? Yeah. Do he hear me? Am I stuck or what? Why says thou, Israel, and speakest always, my way is here? God said, why do we do that? God was saying to us, why do you sum up your situation? You sum it up and say, this is the end. You sum it up and see there's no way out. Why go to God if you think that way? But we have to watch it. The devil will speak to your ear. This is never going to change. He put that in your spirit. This is the way it is. It will be like here till you leave here. This is it. But how many know nothing stays the same? How many know that nothing really stays the same? It don't rain all the time. It rained, but not all the time. Yeah, the weather's changing right now. We don't have 90 degrees temperature right now. Everything changes. Oh, yes, devil, you a lie. Things changes. I might not know when the changes come, but things do change. There's some things that we have to know. So he said, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and why speakest, O Israel, that my way is hid from the Lord? We feel like God, don't you know the way I take? Lord, do you see what I'm going through? Yes, he does. And it say, my judgment is overpassed from God. We think, well, what? I don't see an outcome. There's no outcome. I don't know the ending of this. So evidently, I'm stuck. That's not true. Verse 28 says, has thou not known? That's questions, God. It says, have thou not known? Has thou not heard? It say, in other words, do you read my word enough? Do you know something about me? Do you know? And they said, have you heard? If you haven't read it, have you heard about my ways? Have you heard about what I can do? Has that not known? Has that not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not? He said, don't you know that I'm not weary like you weary? I'm not weary like you. I don't faint. God's letting you know this is my mannerism. This is the way I am. I am not a fainting God. I got power and I got strength. When you get to faint, that means you're losing. You're going to becoming weak and you're losing strength. God said, I'm not a God to lose strength. I got strength. So I don't faint. It says, the creator of the ends of the earth fainted not either. It's weary. God don't get worn out. He don't get tired. We get worn out. We get tired. But God don't get worn out. He don't get worn out and tired. I'm so glad that I serve a God that don't get that wear and tear. Because I wear and tear. And I'll be in bad shape if I serve the God that wore and tore. I'll be in a mess. Thank God that he doesn't get tired. Hallelujah. It said there's no searching of his understanding. No one has ever figured out and been God's counselor to know why, how he do not faint. Because he's God. Beside him, there is not another. There's some things we'll know about the Lord. There's some things we will not know. We have a comprehension to understand some things about him. And it says in verse 29, he gave power to the faint. That means God gives strength to us when we feel fainting. You can feel faint in your situations with life. You can feel like, Lord, I just can't do this no longer. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, I'm worn. Lord, I've been doing this for years. I'm tired. I can't go this no further. He know we're going to feel like that. But he said, he don't just look at you when you feel like that. He give you some strength. He gave you strength to do things that you could not do. He gave power to the faint and to them that have no might. In other words, Lord, I can't even muster up strength. No type of might. Lord, I don't even have them. I can't even call it to mind to be strong. I don't have no might, Lord. I'm limbo. I don't even want to think about it. It's like I can't muster up a thought about it. To them that don't have no might, no strength, he increased strength. If you notice that, it didn't say you increased strength. I think sometimes we forget and we think we got to be strong in ourselves. The Bible said be strong in the Lord. God's the one to give you strength. If you don't get strength from God, you will not have strength. I don't care. You will not be able. You won't be able to make it. I won't be able to make it without the strength of the Lord. So the Bible says he increases strength. He adds unto you strength when you have no strength. And it says, even the youth shall faint. God said, I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. You're gonna grow tired too. You're going to grow tired too, no matter how young you are. Matter of fact, these young people, they tired than the older people. They're tired than the older people. They so tired. They so worn. They ain't even made half of 100. Lord, when they get half of 100, Lord, help them. You know, I look at some people in their 70s. God got to have you looking down. You can't look behind you. You better look in front of you. Amen. Look in front of you so you can make it. So look in front of you, see somebody that's in their 70. I'm in my 60. Look somebody in their 70. And I ain't talking about nobody. I ain't made no harm. They got physical power. They may have to walk like that. Somebody is barely getting around like that. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who got vigor, still exercising, still doing stuff. Look at somebody and say, my God, I got hope. Because when I get in my 70, that let me know I ain't got to be old before my time. Amen. Because these young people, they ain't got no iron, no energy, or nothing. They tired before you look. They tired than you. They ain't baked a cake. They ain't fixed a meal. They ain't provided for a household. They ain't had no baby. They tired before you. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All over the world. It said, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainted not. God said, I do not faint. I'm not a fainting God. And neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. Give power to the faint and tend them to have no mighty increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly, absolutely fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They should mount up with wings as eagles. They should run and not be weary, walk and not faint. God said, but if you wait on me, God is saying, stay in expectation. That's really what he's saying. Whatever that you need, don't collapse. Don't fall. Don't get weary. He said, just stay in expectations. Stay in expectations. In other words, continue to look for the Lord to move in your behalf. That's really what he's saying. Don't give up on it. Don't say, I this is never going to happen. Even when you feel like that, because you will be tempted to feel like that. You got to say, Lord, change my mindset. I don't want to think like that. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, wait upon the Lordship. But they that wait upon the Lordship renew. God said, to make God's going to revive and strengthen us. God's going to put new strength. Renew means new strength. Renew means strength that you didn't ever have before. God's going to renew a new you. It's like a new you. How many know God got the power and ability? You can't do that. I can't do that. I can't renew my own strength. He's going to put strength in me. Amen. Yeah, I might be in my 60s, but God, amen, he got good things in store for me. You got to tell yourself, you might not feel like it, but I'm looking, amen, God's going to renew strength that I could be able to enjoy the things that he put in my life. Amen. Strength. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God. Say, renew strength that they shall mount up. God said, when you have that new strength, you're going to mount up with wings like an eagle. Eagle got big wings. Amen. You don't see no eagle walking around here like a chicken on the ground. Yeah. Eagles don't eat little stuff, little dirt. Now, chickens eat everything. They eat nasty stuff. We like chicken, but they eat like nasty stuff too. But they be down here eating all this stuff. You don't never see a big eagle. They probably somebody was stop and take a picture. You don't see an eagle stay up high. Mm-hmm. Amen. Eagles stay up high. And where they can breathe clean air. Down this stuff down here make you sick. That's why you got to do it in spirit. You got to learn to stay in a place up high away from all that stuff that would make you sick. Amen. Glory to God. It said, mount up with wings of an eagle and say you should run. God said, then you mount up with wings, you will be able to have energy to run and not be weary, and you'll be able to walk and not faint. Amen. Continue to do well. That's the title of this message. Continue to do well. Continue to do whatever God is saying to you to do. Continue to do it. Because there is an expected end coming behind it. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for the message upon today. Amen. It's encouraging to myself too. I have to eat the same word that God put out there for me to dish out, because while we're waiting on the Lord, we have many, many challenges that we're challenged with. We have many things that come against us while we're waiting on the Lord. Amen. And God knows how much we can bear. God knows how much we can bear more than we know how much we can bear. And God said we don't understand that scripture a lot. When it said, God said he would not allow us to be tempted above that where we're able to be. Because the way we look at it, we feel like this is above what I'm able to be. But God really knows, amen, when it's too much. Amen. Lord, and amen. And he will move on our behalf. And we are expecting the Lord to do great and mighty things. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. We have somebody bow their heads. Father, in the name of Jesus.